Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. The film is called The Mountain. It is the story of Pierre, a Parisian engineer who goes into the Alps for his work. Irresistibly attracted by what surrounds him, he camps out alone, high in the mountains, and leaves behind his everyday life. While there, Pierre meets Leia, a chef of an Alpine restaurant, and through that, his perception of life, his perspective on life, begins to change. While in the mountains, he encounters a mysterious form of life that glows, drawing him into this uncharted territory. The film is called The Mountain, and we're joined today by the director, writer, and lead actor of the film, The Mountain, Thomas Salvador. Thomas, welcome to Film School Radio.
Hello, everybody.
As I mentioned to you, I've lived in the mountains. I have been overwhelmed by the power and the majesty of the mountains. Tell me what inspired you to write and direct this film.
When I was a teenager, I wanted to be both a movie director and a mountain guide. But I think the mountain guide part was more a fantasy, like something I knew deeply I'll never do, but I fell in love with the mountains when I was 14. And I did a lot of mountaineering and rock climbing. And I stopped for 30 years, but I always had in mind that one day I'd do a high mountain movie.
Was there a particular moment in your life more recently that you knew you had to make this movie when you made it?
I first had the idea 20 years ago. I started to write a movie with a great alpinist I made a documentary with. And I started writing a script. I would have a young, crazy alpinist who doesn't want to go down in the valley. But unfortunately, the alpinist died in mountain 3 weeks before our appointment. Where I wanted to propose him to act, he would have act an older alpinist who would have been chasing poetic chase the young alpinist I would have act. So I stopped the project, but I always had in my mind the idea of a character with in a high mountain and who doesn't want to go down in the city.
Did he influence any of the characters that you created in this film?
You mean the alpinist too?
Yeah, who died? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I think his name was Patrick Béraud. He was a great mountaineer. He was always in the mountains. He was a mountain guide. He was also a teacher at the best mountain guide school in Europe, in Chamonix. But the weekend he was climbing for himself. When I make a phone call, he was climbing and talking. He was always up in the mountains. Yeah. And it was hard for him to go down. To go back to the valley.
I can see that influence on the character of Pierre, just as you're describing him. That feels like that influence on the character was what you're describing. There's a moment in the film, the very beginning of the film, you're making a presentation to a group of business people about a robotic arm that will help them in their business. And then in the moment that you look out the window, your character looks out the window and sees the mountain. And it feels like watching the movie, it was a moment of clarity for that character, for Pierre. Is that a fair way to describe that?
Yes, but at this moment, he doesn't know what's happening. He seems to be focused on his work and presentation, but as the robot is moving by himself, yes. he looks at the windows and is a little bit lost. It's more than a second, and he almost forgot that he's working and presenting something. So there's a first kind of magical call, and all the film after he doesn't know why.
Yeah.
But he feels deeply that he has to do that move, to do that experience.
The imagery of the robotic arm moving in ways that it's directed to do, and the contrast we see of looking out at the mountains and the beauty and the majesty and the foreboding, the danger and beauty of the mountain that's the contrast we see. There's another moment a little bit later in the film in which Pierre is out on one of the slopes, and this mist starts to, a fog-like mist starts moving towards him and kind of envelops him. Yeah. I feel like that was another moment in the film where, and you used the word magical, and that's what I would say about so much of this film. It's magical. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes, it's also realistic.
yes, because it is.
A lot of people told me about the documentary part of the film also, because except the family and the girl Louise Bourgoin, all the other characters are acted by unprofessionals. The mountain guide is a real mountain guide. The guy of the secours in the helicopter it's his job. And so I tried to find in the real shooting in the mountain some episodes half realist,
yes,
and real, but with a part of magic, because in mountains and or in the if you used to sail on the sea, there are many moments like that.
Yes. There's a beautiful relationship that develops between Pierre and Leia. I love the way you introduce her into the story, and I love the way that incrementally the relationship develops over the period of time. And at some point, we see that connection made with them. I love the way that it plays out. Mm. What were you thinking when you were creating her character? What was your intent with her?
So some people told me that there's also a magical part in their relationship.
Yeah.
Because I wanted her connected to the mountain, but with more experience, and she found a kind of balance between her love for the mountains, her social life, her familial life, which is a balance that Pierre didn't find yet. And she can, in a way, help him to find his own path. And they cross, they miss each other. And when he's almost disappearing, Pierre, she feels that she miss him, and she goes to help him.
Yeah, that's a magical thing. She intuitively knows that she needs to find you.
Yes, and also that he's alive.
It's just beautiful the way it plays out. I want to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Thomas Salvador. He is the director as well as the writer and lead actor in the film The Mountain. So it opens here in Los Angeles on September 15th at the Lemley Royal. the Town Center 5 and the Glendale in Los Angeles, all Limley theaters. So be looking for it there. There are things about the film that I do not want to talk about. And I don't want to give away too much except to describe your sense of discovery as you explore the mountain and what you find. I feel like I want to leave it there. I want people, unless you want to describe it in any more detail, but I don't want to give too much away.
Yes, you don't want to spoil the...
No, I do not. So okay, I'll leave
it. Important... Maybe we can just say that there's, I don't know if in English, if it's the good word, but a fantastic part.
Yes.
Because I wanted the character to go far from what he knows, what he used to live. And it's a character who relearn to be curious. He relearn how to watch, how to listen. And then he's able to see things we don't see anymore. We don't want to see. And it's linked to the ecological part of the film also, because a lot of people know that the glaciers are melting, but less people know that the mountains are collapsing.
Yes.
Because of the global warming.
Yeah.
And so Pierre, who lives really in the mountains and doesn't go down anymore, he can see other things.
Thank you. Thank you for that. It's beautiful to look at just from a film artistry. It is a beautiful film to look at. I can imagine the difficulty in filming in these conditions, in these circumstances, must have been of challenge to you, but it looks seamless. It's beautifully shot. And were there any particular challenges in making the film that you'd want to talk about?
Every day was a challenge. First, we started to shoot during the COVID confinement. Yeah. So we started without being sure that the teleferic, how do you say, the cabins? No.
The gondola or the tram?
Yeah. The main location, which is Aiguille du Midi at 3,800 meters.
Yeah.
It was closed because of the COVID. And so it was the first difficulty. And it was also the worst weather since 20 years. And at this altitude, there's 30% less oxygen.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, we were exhausted, but it was a great adventure. It was a great human adventure because of the COVID and confinement, the small crew was so happy to live an adventure, to be in the mountains without the masks and doing something creative. So we were very linked and engaged, committed together.
That's nice.
And we were only five people making that film. and even for 3 weeks, we were only two. A cameraman who was also a rock climber. And I did the sound and act and direct.
Oh, my.
And it was crazy because we were less than for a few a small documentary, but the film was in Cannes and had a kind of success in France, but it was a very particular shooting.
Well, it came out beautifully. The work is on screen. You can see all of what you just described. The bonding. Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of adversity. People bond together. Mm-hmm. And I would be remiss if, in closing, I didn't mention Louise Bourgoin.
Yes.
And her work here as Leia. She's beautiful, beautiful woman, but she's just really finds that character And just it plays out so beautifully. I just loved her performance in this film.
Yes, I am so happy of what she brought to the film, because there are few dialogues, because Pierre is not a talkative, no?
Yes, talkative.
Guy, and he also a lot in the mountain by himself. In my films, I always try to express a lot of things without dialogues. When I can, with a sound, of with a look, with an action, even simple, I always think that it will go deeper in the character, in the audience sensation.
Yeah.
And it's a sensation and sensitive film.
Yes.
Because a lot of people told me, even the press in France, which was amazing, they were all talking about the experience, the sensation, the feeling. And Louise Bourgoin was beautiful doing those mysterious but simple things, yeah. Simple looks. And yes, she's a great actress.
she's absolutely terrific in the film. She brings this kind of grounding, sense of you know, someone who is grounded into this character, and beautifully done. Well,
exactly.
Congratulations again on The Mountain. Writer, director, lead actor. By the way, your performance is wonderful as well. The two of you work well off of each other, but you embody that sense of adventure. Just did a great job.
Thank you.
Just did a great job, really, truly. So,
thank you, Thomas, very much.
Yeah, Thomas Salvador, writer, director, lead actor of the film The Mountain. Again, it's coming to Los Angeles here at the Lemley Theaters, at the Royal Theater, the Town Center 5, and the Glendale in Los Angeles, being released through Strand. Releasing here in the United States and beyond, and a award-winning film as well. So thank you so much for your time, and
I
appreciate it. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.